it was really exciting. Obviously, the pressure of the build-up and, you know, the hard work training. It was just, yeah, it was just good to get it all and put on a good performance. So that was the main thing, because I knew people would be scrutinising and people would be watching closely. So I wanted to put on a good performance.
Yeah, it did only take you 92 seconds to do it. Would you have liked to have gone a few more rounds to give maybe you more of a test? Or was it nice to do it so quick?
I think for me, confidence, it was nice to get it over and done with quick. Yeah, maybe a couple of more rounds would have been beneficial for progression. But like they say, you don't get paid for overtime in boxing. So
no, that's,
I think it has become.
That's true. And were there any nerves before the fight, seeing as it was your first professional bout?
I didn't struggle with nerves for the bout. I thought I would get a few jitters, as I say, with it being the first and so on. But I started getting sleepless nights on the Wednesday before. As it was the build-up, I was thinking, oh, I was getting, like, butterflies in my stomach and stuff. And I was thinking, oh, this is weird. I haven't had this for a while. But then come the weigh-in and come the night, it was fine.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you retired, didn't you, back in 2015. So how good was it to be back in the ring?
It just felt like I'd never been away. It felt so good. It was just a good moment. And it was crazy. It just felt like I never thought after 2015 that I'd ever be back there. So just to be there and get the win in the fashion that I did, I just took it all in. And the Newcastle crowd was great as well. And, you know, I just laughed it all off and I thought, yeah, this is me. I'm back.
Well, and indeed you were. How easy was it to sort of get back into the routine, having been out of it, you know, in terms of training and that kind of thing?
It was a struggle at first, but it wasn't so much the physical side. I mean, because I'm a true believer that your body can do anything it wants as long as you put your mind to it. But the mental side, and there's a totally different to being physically fit and being boxing fit. And I found to get myself back to a good stage of fitness was hard, but it came back. I wouldn't say fairly quick, but it came back. But then to get myself boxing fit was another test.
Yeah,
that probably took the longest, and I'm still not 100% there yet.
So what's next then? How soon do you think you'll be back fighting again?
I'm in talks with Joe to try and get me on something before the little break that we have before the end of the boxing season, and then hopefully, I think Eddie's got some stuff lined up for the Echo Arena, so hopefully I'll be in there soon.
Yeah, you mentioned Eddie there, of course, you've signed up to Matchroom. They've got a great reputation for boxing, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, for the men and the women, they've been paving the way of late. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to sign with them, because, you know, they've got a great stable. They've got a useful amount of resources, and, you know, they're very supportive of the male and female boxers and getting them on big shows and stuff. So that was a clear winner for me.
And what are your big targets for the next few years or so?
I suppose it was just, you know, get as far as I can. I know that, you know, I'm not in this deluded mind that I've had one fight and I'm going to be a world champion tomorrow. It's going to take time, you know, getting used to different style of boxing and the number of rounds that you do. So, yeah, it's all going to come. I'd love to say I'll be world champion next year, but, you know, it is what it is. We're definitely going to be working our way up to that, whether it's within a year or two.